The Historical Society's 120,000-item collection includes about 4,000 books and records, according to Executive Director Mike DiPaolo. Some are common books on Delaware history, but others are more unique. One of his favorites is a recently donated book of poetry called Under the Blue Sky. It's a collection by Philip Francis DuPont, published in 1900.
And as far as I can tell, at least in the Delaware Library catalog, it will be, once it's added, the only copy listed.
But it contains something else even more special, a handwritten poem on the inside front cover. Signed, Yours, PFD.
It's in his beautiful, beautiful script. Wasn't it Minister Wu who said, books are never by woman read? Didn't he say to give them a book was to turn it into a dusty nook? Well, proven the facts may lie, this at least I can certify. If you but read and care to smile, all my trouble has been worthwhile. It's just a neat little note. I have no idea who that was intended for.
Still, he says it's gems like that that make the Historical Society's collection such a worthwhile contribution to the state catalog. The Society is also undertaking an effort to digitally organize more of its other holdings. They're getting a $51,000 grant from another DuPont relative's charitable foundation, the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund in Florida, to update their website. DiPaolo says it's helping them make better use of all the data they keep track of, including geotagging, to see what artifacts correspond with what historic sites.
So as you're exploring our collections, either on your desktop or hopefully if you're walking around town with your mobile device, you can take what would amount to a self-guided tour and see the great history all around you.
When the website overhaul is done in the spring, he hopes they can use the technology to design themed walking tours of different aspects of Lewis history.